The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. I'm your host, David Geiger, and this week we're visiting with Wayne Stoskov, Senior Director of Public Policy with the National Corn Growers Association, about the newly announced Farmer Bridge Assistance Program and what it means for corn producers heading into the 2026 crop year. A chat with him in a moment.
Times are tough, but we, Missouri corn growers, we are resilient. We're advocating for our future with access to markets, education, and partnerships that drive growth. By collaborating with policymakers and partners, we're working together to build a stronger, sustainable future for growers and our communities. We are Missouri Corn Growers, strong, united, and making a difference. Join us. Visit mocorn.org and become a member today.
And joining us is Wayne Stoskov from the National Corn Growers Association. Thank you so much for your time, Wayne. And USDA just announced this Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. So in plain terms, what is this program and what's it trying to solve?
Well, we have a lot more information now that the President and Secretary Rollins have announced this new program. The big headline is that they will make around $12 billion available for one-time payments to farmers in response to the trade market disruptions and increased production costs with those really high sticky input prices. This will all be ran by the Farm Service Agency using existing USDA data sets and producers already filed acreage reports for the 2025 crop year. There's some more information that we'll need to have by the end of the year, but it is clear that the administration is ready to begin that process of making this bridge assistance program and to get those payments out to producers early in 2026.
So what do corn growers need to be doing right now? Are there deadlines that need to be met?
From our understanding, the majority of growers across the country do not need to do anything at this specific point. If they already filled out their acreage reports, they can wait a little bit. But if they, for some reason, did not file their acreage report at the local FSA office or need to change their reporting, they missed some acres, they have until Friday, December 19th, the end of that day, to file or modify their report. The USDA has signaled that producers will know that crop-by-crop payment rate as soon as the following week, the week of December 22nd. And after that, producers will be able to review and sign pre-filled applications with the payments starting sometime in February, and certainly hoping that it's by the end of February that they're all completely rolled out.
Do we have an idea on what those payments will end up being?
While the rumor mill has already started about what the specific payment rates per crop might look like, we are going to have to be patient for at least another week or two until USDA releases those numbers. The department has been very clear that they will not announce those details until likely that week of Christmas. And overall, we are appreciative of the administration for developing this type of program to account for the economic circumstances that are harming producers of crops across the nation. Really are appreciative that we've got more insight into that program and a timeline for when we will know more.
Now, beyond this, demand is still a big part of what makes up farm income. How important are other avenues of demand going to be, like year-round E15 or expanded trade markets?
Further demand improvements are incredibly important to help with the underlying supply and demand issues facing corn growers and really all row crop commodities. As the grower told the president directly, year-round E15 is a big deal and would help our domestic markets for us to consume more corn and other commodities. That will actually take Congress to step in. They can take that step by passing the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act, which would expand access to fuel with E15 year-round, and thus increasing demand for corn and saving consumers at the pump. And we're also looking on the trade side, international markets, hot topic. We know the administration is working and to expand those markets and those opportunities. And we really want to see those start to take place to open up additional foreign markets to corn and corn products.
Wayne Stoskov is the Senior Director of Public Policy with the National Corn Growers Association. Wayne, thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Thank you.
And you can stay up to date on these topics with the latest from Missouri Corn by following our social media channels or visiting mocorn.org. That's mocorn.org.